Hello, Notary Entrepreneurs. My name is Kathy Holliday. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of Mobile Notary 24/7. Welcome to my podcast entitled The Mobile Notary Show. My goal here is to share notary tips, hoping that this will help motivate you to continue believing in yourself. And while on your journey, here's to staying focused, strongly connected, and understanding the notarial world. And that starts right now. Today's episode will be episode number 125, and we will be discussing, can a notary witness a safe deposit box opening? Now, I did have someone reach out to me, and I welcome you to leave any comments, any questions that you may have. She reached out and she asked this question, so I figured I would share this on my podcast. So as a mobile notary, have you been asked to witness the opening of a safe deposit box for your bank or any bank for that matter? If so, I'm going to share with you three things. If the IDs are needed, are there any forms that's needed or required? And what is the person or who is the person that inventories the content? I'll share those three things with you. But to answer the question, yes, you can witness the safe deposit box opening. Okay? So now, this notarial act is performed 90% of the time by notaries that are employed by Bank of America or Chase Bank or any financial institution. But as a certified mobile notary, not employed by the bank or any financial institution, we as notaries are allowed to witness the opening of a safe deposit box. Now, please be aware that the bank is allowed to open and inventory the contents of the safe deposit box, but it has to be in the presence of the notary. Now, this can only happen if the rental fee on the safe deposit box has not been paid. Also, this can only happen if the bank has given at least 30 days proper notice to the lessee or to the individual and no response has been received. So now I'll share with you the process. The bank opens and inventories the contents while in the notary's presence, creates and signs the certificate stating the lessee's name, the date the box was opened, listing all of the items that's being removed from the box and any other relevant facts. This is the process of witnessing a safe deposit box opening. Now, as a notary, you are not allowed by law to identify who's present when the safe deposit box is opened and inventoried. You are not allowed by law to identify the officer of the bank that was present. And you are not allowed by law to collect and record any IDs. Now, I know as a notary, that's what we do. When we're witnessing a signature, we automatically record all of the ID information in our journals. Here, by law, when you're witnessing a safe deposit box opening, you are not allowed to collect or record any IDs. Now, in summary, our job as a certified mobile notary when it comes to a safe deposit box opening, when witnessing a safe deposit box opening, is to record the individual's name, date the box was opened, and record all the items removed from the box. That is it. Now, lastly, if you're interested in this type of business, I welcome you to contact your local banks and let them know that you are available to offer this type of service. Also, be sure to advertise all of your services that you offer everywhere. On Google, on Yelp, even on your business cards, any brochures that you may have, even at the Chamber of Commerce. Mobile Notary 24/7 is here to safeguard notaries from making notarial mistakes, notarial errors. Thank you so much for joining my podcast entitled The Mobile Notary Show for vital information to help you along your journey of becoming a successful, knowledgeable, certified mobile notary. Feel free to visit my website at www.mobilenotary247.com and click on the training link for my free webinar if you are interested in making hundreds dollars a day, thousands of dollars a week as an LSA. I welcome all of your comments. Thank you for listening to the Mobile Notary Show podcast. Until next time, have yourself an amazing day.